Secretary.
T-Dog is here.
Hi. Is he on the line right now?
I believe he is on the line. Go ahead, Carlin, and bring
Mr.
Dog. Our friend Iron E. Singleton. We just call him T-Dog because we love the show. Are you there, Iron E?
I am here.
Mr. Singleton? We are huge fans of Walking Dead, man. We love this show so much.
Is your arm okay?
It's in the process of healing. I just have to take a few more of Merle's drugs, his CLAP drugs, and I'll be fine.
Oh, you can say clap
is
on our
clap
show.
Drugs?
Hey, hey, yeah, yeah.
You can say the gamma hooch. We don't care. You got the drip. Got the sip shuffle.
So tell us about working on this show. You're down in Atlanta, and it's real hot there, I understand.
Yes, it is. Well, it used to be hot. It's not as hot these days. It's fall weather now.
Oh, okay.
It was sweltering maybe a couple of months ago. We were working in 100-degree weather.
That's got to smell bad with all the rotting flesh around, I would think.
Jeez.
It's wherever the zombies are, but this is the peach state, so we kind of use the peach scent to counter that odor, so everything's okay.
When you were approached about this role and they said, hey, you got the job, did you have any idea it was going to turn into this phenomenon?
I had no idea it was going to be this ridiculous. I just knew that Frank Darabont was attached to it and Gail Ann Hurd was attached to it, and later discovered that Greg Nicotero, the special effects genius guru, was a part of it, and the Robert Kirkman series already had a serious following. I said, well, this could be something very special, which is what I was telling Lori Holt.
Let me ask you this. You, in the last couple of episodes of Walking Dead, you've been kind of in the background. You're there. Not a lot going on with you right now. We're coming up to this Sunday, the mid-season finale, I guess.
An hour and a half.
And then it'll pick back up. Are we going to see more of T-Dog in the next half of the season?
You'll definitely see more of T-Dog. As long as T-Dog is kicking, you'll see more of T-Dog. As long as he lives, let me say that.
What
did you say?
Because you got the blood poisoning now, right?
Well, he's on the drug. But, no, see, I keep thinking that Merle's out there somewhere and that there will be an encounter with him again. That's what I'm thinking.
Now, Merle is looming. That's the reason why T-Dog hasn't said much. He hasn't been in the forefront much because he's too busy looking out for Merle.
Now, does Merle's brother, does he know that all this went down with you and Merle up on the roof? But he's there helping you. Yeah, Daryl. But Daryl's still helping T-Dog. And is Daryl the good redneck? Is that what's going on?
He's a good guy at heart. Just like all human beings are good at heart until, they're tainted by whatever experiences that they have in life. But just like I think Merle, deep down inside somewhere, there's a compassionate guy there.
No, I think Merle's just a bad guy.
No,
Merle is a bad guy. He's made terrible decisions in life, but at the same time, there's no telling what was instilled in him at a young age to have him the way he is.
Yeah.
So everybody can change, though, because I've dealt with it. I've experienced it personally in my real life. So he's making bad decisions, but he can change that. He has to change his mindset.
Hey, where did your name come from, Iron E. Singleton? Where did that come from, Iron E?
Well, it comes from the word, of course, irony, which is that which is not expected. You don't think that is something that's expected. The fact that I was born and raised in the inner city of Atlanta, a housing project called Perry Homes, lived that whole life. Everything that life entails, I've been there, done that. The stuff that you've seen on the TV in your worst urban movie or whatever, that was the life that I lived. And the fact that I'm here to you guys today about it is ironic. The fact that I was in the biggest movie of 2009, one of the biggest, in The Blind Side, that is ironic. Mm-hmm. The fact that I'm on The Walking Dead, which broke basic cable records for viewerships, is ironic. So,
sweet irony. It's sweet irony.
Yes, sweet irony. You are so right about that. And I've coined the term to mean an eagle, the E standing for an eagle, in flight with an unbroken spirit.
I like that a lot. Hey, we love the show. You do a great job. We hope, and I'm pretty sure you're going to have more to do in the season coming up.
T-Dog's going all the way to the end, I'm telling you. He is not going to get zombified or killed or anything. He's going all the way.
Woo! Only thing I can do is wipe my forehead on that. Let me wipe the sweat from my brow. I don't. Well, you'll have to tune in to find out. How about that?
Okay.
And a good thing, guys, is that this Sunday you can tune in at 2:30 and catch the season marathon.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yes, yes.
Cool.
Okay,
cool.
All right. All right, Irony Singleton, thanks a lot for taking some time with us.
Thank you so much, guys. Love you guys. Thanks for
having me. All right, we'll see you.
Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye. All right.